Tom Karkel and the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. It's going to be mainly cloudy with occasional rain. We'll have a high near 38. Kenosha right now is 38 degrees. It is 40 in Burlington, Milwaukee 37, and 38 in Racine. A proposed 16-bed community-based residential facility, outpatient medical clinic, and 9-bed rooming house at 3710 Douglas on Racine's far north side. It used to be a transitional living facility. That proposal has been rejected by the City Plan Commission, mainly due to neighbor opposition. Alderman Rady Hahn, speaking for the group, said he understands the need for such a facility, but added that it's too close to a lot of people who have very serious concerns about their security and their safety.
In Racine, we have 135 group homes which take care of a lot of mental people. And this close to that many people, I have a real problem. These folks from Douglas Terrace Apartments have contacted me numerous times over the last 2 weeks and before, and they really hope that the board would see their way. I think it would be for the safety of the people in that area.
Building owner spokesman Ron Skazdy says this facility would address a specific and significant need in the community.
The facility's been there for about 40 years, and I think at one time serviced over 50 CVRF residents that had some behavioral health issues, if it was dementia or Alzheimer's. This facility is more for what we call timeouts. People have maybe gone off their meds, or they're already in inpatient psychiatric. So it's a step down from inpatient or a step up from the emergency room.
Tom Engels, with the company that provides the services, said they've never had any significant problems at any of their facilities in Madison and La Crosse, and Racine would be run the same way. The Plan Commission's unanimous denial based on concerns for the neighbors in terms of general safety and welfare. That recommendation goes to the Common Council for a final vote. Project plans and the boundaries proposed for Tax Incremental District 20 surrounding Regency Mall at Racine and the High Ridge Complex, plus other affected businesses in the area, that has the backing of the Plan Commission as well. Nobody from the public spoke on the high-profile issue geared at revitalizing retail, but City Development Director Amy Conley did talk about such efforts working in other communities.
Even in areas that weren't as demographically affluent as Racine, some of the ones that we've looked at as case studies have been in the South with significantly more poverty, significantly different demographics than Racine, and they were successful in making those mall turnarounds. And we think that Racine actually has a bigger market, a better market, or better positioned.
Final approval would start the TID retroactive to January 1st, the intended goal, providing incentives and infrastructure to encourage both development and redevelopment. An additional $43 million of value projected by the planning staff over the 27-year life of the district. An 85-acre tract of vacant land along Highway 158 being annexed into the city of Kenosha from the town of Summers. It'll become a part of Kenosha's industrial park. That land along 68th Avenue has access to water and sewer. Jeff Hoffman, the broker hired to market the property, telling BizTimes out of Milwaukee that it makes it attractive to potential developers. First phase of the Kenosha Industrial Park, developed in 1974, had no vacant land. Phase two to deliver sites that range from 2 to 15 acres in size. Noting that unemployment rates often increase in the cold winter months due to the seasonal nature of the economy, the Department of Workforce Development in Madison says the unemployment rate rose in most state municipalities from January to February, but was down compared to a year ago. Racine's jobless rate at 6.3%, up 6/10 from January, but down 7/10 from last February. The rate went up 3% from January in Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Kenosha, all posting lower rates from a year ago. The rate increased 4/10 in Oak Creek. Racine Mayor John Dickert with some advice for those who may be thinking about running for the position he'll be vacating this summer. Do it for the job. He, of course, announced on Monday he'll resign this summer to become the president and CEO of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Dickert said that running for mayor, it's not about the title.
And I will tell you, for all those candidates out there, and I hear them, you know, telling me every day, oh, I'm going to be mayor, and I think to myself, this is not a title. It's a job. The title is a nuance of the job. And, you know, when everybody's slapping you on the back and calling you mayor, that's like 1/10 of 1% of the job. The job is difficult decision-making, and being a leader in times when times are tough.
Dickert added that during his tenure, he's tried to push the envelope at times to make things happen. It'll, of course, be up to the Common Council to decide when a special election will be taking place. Dickert recommending that it be held this fall, saying the city should not be run by an interim mayor until next spring. Meanwhile, the Racine Taxpayers Association doesn't want to wait for Mayor Dickert to resign sometime this summer. It's asking him to leave sooner rather than later. A news release put out by President Sam Wallen says, quote, "We believe the mayor's exit should be swift and soon," unquote, adding, quoting again, "Let's get the interim mayor in place, suspend any new activity on the arena and machinery row until the voters have a chance to examine the replacement mayor and his or her priorities," unquote. The RTA is also critical of the hiring of the new city administrator, Jim Palahniuk, saying that process should have been halted, while suggesting that Dickert likely found out about the Great Lakes job on the day that Palahniuk was confirmed by the council. And Women and Children's Horizons, the organization that offers services and shelter to the victims of domestic violence and sexual assault in Kenosha County, is going to have to search now for a new executive director. The board announcing Beth Ballow has resigned from that position to pursue other interests. Her last day will be April the 28th. Ballow was hired to lead the group in October of 2012, credited with increasing public awareness of the organization, expanding its presence in the west end of the county, and securing additional grant funding for programs and services. The board has assembled a search committee to interview candidates for that position. Charges that include attempted first-degree intentional homicide filed against a Racine woman for allegedly shooting at a car while her 4-year-old daughter was in her vehicle. This occurring in the 1200 block of Racine Street before 9 o'clock Tuesday morning. Victim telling police he and his former girlfriend had argued on the phone while he was at Gateway Technical College. She allegedly threatened to kill him. Said that he left the campus, saw her driving behind him, pointing a handgun at him. Police did find 3 bullet holes in the victim's car. He was not hurt. Police indicate the child told them where her mother had left the gun, and it was later recovered. 27-year-old Jasmine Phillips in court, and she'll be back on April the 6th. City Plan Commission in Racine sending a zoning change plan onto the Common Council for the now-closed Sunshine Market building at the northeast corner of 16th and Taylor. It would limit the type of business that could go back into that location, minus a chance for a beer or liquor license. Maxine Northington lives at 1544 Taylor, said no business should be allowed in there again because there is no parking.
There will be loud music, there will be traffic, there will be trash. It'll be the same thing but a different day. So what I'm here for is to prevent anyone from opening up a store. Uptown we cleaned up, let some of these people rent some of those stores. They're adequate enough for the business they're looking for. I don't know what's the attraction on that corner, but it's not feasible. It makes no sense.
The current B2 zoning would change to R3 limited general residence under an ordinance that'll eventually go for a public hearing before the Common Council and then a final vote. City of Racine is going to be accepting offers from individuals and or companies interested in running the golf operations for Johnson, Washington, and Shoup Parks next year. The current operator, Public Golf Associates, going to be done once their current contract expires December 31st. City has contracted with PGA for the last 17 years or so to run all 3. Next provider will also have to bid on all 3. The bid deadline going to be May the 4th. Racine County's 2 public golf courses, those at Ives Grove and Browns Lake, those have been run by H&H Fairway Enterprises since 1988. Both Racine and Kenosha counties rank near the bottom in the 7th annual county health rankings put out by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin's Population Health Institute. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it ranks the health of nearly every county in the country.
The report is designed to help officials understand what influences how healthy people are and how long they will live by looking at a variety of measures that affect the future health of communities, such as high school graduation rates, access to healthy foods, and rates of smoking, obesity, and teen births. Overall, Racine County ranks 63rd and Kenosha County 64th among Wisconsin's 72 counties. For health behaviors, Racine County ranked 62nd, while Kenosha County ranked 56th. Racine County ranked 32nd for clinical care, Kenosha County 56th. For social and economic factors, Racine County ranked 62nd and Kenosha County 60th. And for physical environment, Racine County was 65th and Kenosha County 72nd. Racine County's health departments, along with partner agencies, collaborate on a number of initiatives to improve the health of county residents. In Kenosha County, many of the health factors included in the report are being addressed through the Healthy People Kenosha County 2020 initiative. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.